Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 21st, 2025, through Friday, July 25th, 2025. Monday, July 21st, 2025. Two Florida men pled guilty for their roles in years-long off-the-books payroll scheme. Michael Mayorga and Francisco Olivares pleaded guilty for their roles in a years-long off-the-books payroll scheme. According to court documents and statements made in court, Mayero and Olivares conspired with others to operate an illegal off-the-books cash payroll system for construction workers to avoid paying employment taxes to the IRS and to defraud workers' compensation insurance companies. Through the scheme, Mayora and Olivares facilitated the employment of undocumented aliens working illegally in the United States. From 2015 to 2022, Olivares and Mayorga and their co-conspirators created a series of shell companies to run an unlicensed check cashing and cash courier service business that cashed approximately $89 million in checks from subcontractors in the construction industry. The contractors used the cash to pay their workers. Mayorga provided bookkeeping and tax preparation services for some of the shell companies, and Olivares and others facilitated the distribution of millions in cash to subcontractors. Mayorga also prepared false returns for the shell companies and members of the conspiracy that Olivares and others filed. Specifically, Olivares caused the filing of false tax returns and tax documents on behalf of one of the shell companies. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, July 22, 2025. Berkeley County, South Carolina man indicted for $74 million money laundering conspiracy. Jimmy Soares de Olivero Carvajo and James Ravino Serafim de Silvia were indicted for money laundering and money conspiracy. Carvajo is also charged with witness tampering. The indictment alleges that Carvajo and DeSalva created 11 shell companies that purported to work in the construction industry to facilitate payments from contractors who were engaged in residential and commercial construction to their laborers, who frequently were undocumented and performing work on behalf of the contractors. Carvajo, DeSalva, and others used the shell companies to operate an unlicensed check cashing business and unlawfully cash checks for individuals and companies working in the construction industry for a 3-5% fee. From January 2017 to the date of the indictment, Carvalho, De Silva, and others unlawfully cashed approximately $74 million in checks for clients for the shell companies. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, July 23, 2025. Former president of Palmetto Railway sentenced for role in conspiracy to commit honest services fraud. Jeffrey McWhorter was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 12 months of home confinement for conspiracy to commit honest services fraud. Evidence obtained in the investigation revealed that McWhorter and an individual named Kevin Newkirk agreed to accept a payment from Tony Bereni of Bereni's Construction should he had been awarded a construction bid for the company Newkirk worked for, which is a Texas-based logistic company. The Texas company went to McWhorter for contractor recommendations, and McWhorter facilitated an introduction to Bereni. Through the bidding process, McWhorter, Newkirk, and Bereni discussed the payment, and when the Texas company awarded the contract to Bereni Construction, payments began from Bereni. Ultimately, through the course of the conspiracy, Bereni paid a total of $420,000 that was wired to a bank account in the name of Newkirk's wife. Newkirk agreed to pay McWhorter his portion in cash, and the evidence revealed that McWhorter received $136,500 in total payments. McWhorter did not disclose these payments on the required filings for public officials. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, July 24, 2025. Santa Rosa County, Florida's sister sentenced to federal prison for embezzling over $844,000. Kimberly Levette and Amy Williams were sentenced to 36 months and 18 months, respectively, in federal prison on charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and filing false tax returns stemming from their embezzlement of funds from their employer. Beginning in early 2016 and continuing into 2021, Levette conspired with her sister, Williams, to embezzle over $844,000 from their employer, a locally owned business in Pensacola, Florida. Levette worked as an office manager and Williams as the receptionist. They used their positions to steal money from their employer by using corporate credit cards for unauthorized personal purchases. Levette used her position to create false documentation and manipulate accounting records to cover up the scheme. Levette also failed to report the embezzled money as income on her federal income tax return. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, July 25, 2025. California man pleads guilty in connection with laundering proceeds of $16 million hospice fraud scheme. Myron Panosian pleaded guilty to laundering more than $4.6 million in connection with a years-long scheme to defraud Medicare of nearly $16 million through sham hospice companies. According to court documents, Panosian worked with others to launder the proceeds of a massive Medicare fraud scheme, transferring the fraudulently obtained funds between multiple accounts before spending them. The scheme comprised three parts. First, three of Panosian's co-defendants used the identities of foreign nationals no longer in the United States to operate several sham hospice companies. Panosian and his co-defendants maintained fraudulent identification documents, bank accounts, checkbooks, and credit and debit cards in the names of purported foreign owners. Second, the co-defendants caused the submission of false and fraudulent claims to Medicare for hospice services for patients who were not terminally ill and who never requested nor received hospice services. As a result, Medicare paid the sham hospices nearly $16 million. Third, Panosian and his co-defendants laundered the proceeds of the scheme to conceal the source of the funds and their control over them. Panosian transferred proceeds of the Medicare fraud between the accounts in the names of the purported foreign owners, the sham hospices, and other shell corporations, laundering more than $4.6 million in fraudulently obtained funds that he used to purchase real estate, pay for private school for his minor child, and pay for other personal expenses. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.